You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Well, this morning we are exploring one of life's most, pressing issues. And one of life's most pressing issues is that we experience failure, both personally and professionally and even spiritually. But why do we struggle with failure? And more importantly, how can we move beyond failure? And to help us unpack this very sensitive issue, because we do not want to fail, all of us, is a life coach, a registered life coach, Melusi Malaba. Let me bring him on air. Good morning to you, Melusi, and welcome to the Mid-Morning Empowerment right here on the Adventist World Radio.
Good morning, Chuma. Thank you very much, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, sir. Uingene kahle, baba.
Ayingene kahle kakhulu. Inkosi inhle. Lesiyasinika lezulu elikhulu kakhulu ngapha.
Amen. Oh, yes, there's so much rain. When I drove to the studio this morning, it is raining so much. I even got to a point where I was wishing, can I broadcast from bed this morning? It's so nice. The weather is so beautiful, but one has to be careful on the roads. Now, Melusi, before we get into our conversation this morning, I've been asked quite a number of times to say, and you will tell us what level you are of a life coach. And I've been asked this question: what is a life coach?
Okay, thank you, Chuma. It's quite a good question, and I've also received quite a number of questions from people because they don't seem to understand exactly what life coaching is all about.
Yeah,
but basically, I think to make things easy for the listeners, life coaching is about unleashing the potential in a person.
Okay.
In other words, a life coach does not tell you what to do.
Mm-hmm.
A life coach guides you to make your own informed decisions.
All right.
A life coach opens you up.
Mm-hmm.
And gives you the space at the end of the day to be able to make your decisions and stand by them. It's not a telltale kind of situation where someone sits and tells you what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But our job as life coaches is to sit with you, ask you questions, and get you to understand the position that you are in, and also then get you to craft solutions to the challenges that you may be facing in life.
Okay. All right. That's quite interesting. So you don't tell people what to do. You actually just simply empower people with tools.
Definitely. That's what we do. Mm-hmm. Just to put you into perspective, let me give an example. Mm-hmm. There is a life coach and a mentor.
Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
A mentor is supposed to be an expert in a certain area.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, I cannot mentor an engineering student because I'm not an engineer.
Yeah.
I cannot mentor a medical student because I'm not a medical person.
Mm-hmm.
But life coaching is very broad, and because we don't have answers, but we probe people to come up with answers for themselves.
Mm.
A life coach can be a coach for anyone, irregardless of the field that the person is in.
Okay. And you are a registered life coach. Which designation do you hold as a life coach?
At the moment, I am a master certified coach.
Mm-hmm.
Our coaching credentials, there is a life coaching certificate, which is the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you advance further, you are awarded a master certification coach.
Okay.
Certificate, which is what I got last year.
Mm-hmm. We thank the Lord, and you practice all this life coaching, also intertwining it with Christianity, I believe.
Definitely, that's what I do. Mm-hmm. And I always tell people that if there is an area of my life where I've spent most of my energy in,
mm-hmm.
is in the work of the church, especially under the youth ministries department. Mm-hmm. Fine, in terms of other things that I do, I'm a human resources practitioner by profession.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to church, I measure a lot in terms of assisting the young people,
mm-hmm.
in their lives on social issues and every other thing. And that's one thing that I do the most.
Amen. Amen. Now, Malaba, let's get into our discussion today. We are talking about failure. And the question is, why do we struggle with failure? But maybe, failure, we view it as a negative or destructive force in our lives. Is failure a bad thing? I just want to start it that way. Is it a bad thing? Because, man, I don't know.
Good question, Chuma. Maybe let me start by just giving a simple definition of what failure is. This is not a definition coming from the moon. It's just a normal definition. Failure, we can define it as a lack of success.
Okay.
Or an inability to meet an expectation.
Okay.
Or simply you can call it falling short in terms of something. That's just failure. Because it's something that I perceive myself to say, I set a goal for myself, but I did not meet it.
Yeah.
So I can define that as failure. But to come to your question, failing does not mean we are failures.
Okay? Yeah.
Failing means if you are defeated and you don't rise again, then that's failure.
Okay.
But when you get defeated and rise again,
mm-hmm.
we don't call that failure. Remember that even in the Bible, in Romans 3, verse 23, a most common verse which says sin is moral failure against the law of God.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mean that when someone fails to follow the law of God and rises again, God will still throw them into a pit. No. That person is risen.
Okay.
But if you fail in terms of sin and not rise again, then that becomes failure.
Okay.
But where you rise again, then failure is not a problem because you are learning from it.
Okay. So you are learning from failure and you are learning from it. I like that. But then the question that I then want to pose then following up to that one is that is it necessary that I experience or you experience failure? Is it important? Is it part and parcel of life?
Definitely, it's something that we cannot run away from.
Mm-hmm.
When we were born, we were born failures.
Okay. Can you elaborate on that? Yeah.
Because when the Bible says, for all have sinned,
oh, yes.
It means even a one-minute-old baby failed the minute they walked into this world.
Okay?
So all of us will face failures one way or the other.
Right.
It's something that we cannot avoid. But the most important thing is when you recognize that you have failed, the important thing is you must be able to move on.
Okay?
And what is very difficult for most people is finding the energy to move on.
Okay.
But otherwise, in terms of failing, there is not even one person in this God-given earth who can say, I've never failed. You know, we always talk about this famous guy called Albert Einstein, you know, who failed every time until he found a solution at the end of the day.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. If he had given up, he would not be talked about today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he failed and never managed to rise again.
Okay. All right. So in essence, are we agreeing that failure is a necessary component of life because you said we learn from it? And I do not want to preempt what else you might have. So failure becomes necessary in our walk as human beings.
Correct. I would agree with you 100% on that one. It's actually a principle that fuels our personal growth.
Yeah.
It's actually something that also helps us grow in terms of our professions. But as I said, only if we embrace the failures as learning opportunities. They become transformative because I now know which way to go and which way not to go.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I've failed. I've gone this road and I've hit a brick wall. So tomorrow I know which direction to take.
Yeah.
So if you don't fail, then you will not know what's best to do as you proceed in life.
Okay. Okay. Now, Malaba, I want us to to reverse a bit back and take and look at failure from you spoke about being a baby. When we were babies, Malaba, the one thing that we did is we tried. When we could not walk, we were crawling, and when and we moved from a point of crawling to a point of trying to walk, and it meant that we fell several times. And
definitely,
I've never seen a child saying, a baby saying, "I fell 2 minutes ago. I'm no longer going to try again because I keep on falling." Where did it go wrong, Malaba? Because when we were children, babies, it was easier to fall or fail and rise up again. Now that we are older, when we fail, we seem to struggle with this element of failure because we then say, we stand up and we say, "You made me fail. The conditions were not right." No baby stands up and says, "Ah, the floor was slippery. No, at that point, no, I didn't balance properly." But we seem to be at this stage rising up and saying, "No, it's Umalaba. Because he didn't do this, this is why I'm failing." Where did things go wrong?
Good question, Chuma. Good question. And I think if we manage to find answers to that one, then we will help a lot of people who are currently, you know, on the ground after fading.
Yeah.
Because as I said, what is most important is that you fail and rise and move on. Okay?
Yeah.
But I do not want to blame the people who are currently finding themselves in situations where they are failing to rise again because it's not easy. Number one, normally, there are different phases in terms of failure.
Yeah.
Some people may be too much attached to something.
Right.
It could be a person that they are attached to, relationship failures. It could be a situation or any phase in life. And once this attachment gets deep rooted, it's not easy for anyone to let go.
Yeah.
Okay. It's always painful to sever ties with the person that you love.
Right.
And that normally leads to feelings of grief and loss, making it very difficult for someone to move on.
Right.
Babies are lucky because at their ages, they have no connection to anything around them. So theirs is to try and move on. They fall, they move on. Even if they fall from a tree and break their leg, they will still go back to the same tree. You know. So the other thing is, when emotions are not resolved, Shuma, I can't move on.
Okay.
You know, I've got grief, I've got anger, I've got feelings of guilt, I've got feelings of regret, you know. And if these emotions are still there, they are overwhelming, they are making the process very difficult for me to move on. So the solution there is to get those emotions resolved. You know, for some people, as someone who has dealt with young people for a long time, we know when they get stuck in a relationship, they've given their all to it, they love the person, this and that, and once they get to a point where they are breaking up or there's some disappointment, you know, they feel that that's the end of the world. You know, they think that the world starts and ends with the person who is in a relationship with them. You know? So as a result, changing becomes intimidating. You know? It leads them to be reluctant to move on. They still want to cling to that person, even if they know that the person himself or herself has moved on. But because they are still glued to them, it becomes very difficult because they do not know what tomorrow has in store for them. You see now? And then maybe let me mention these two, these last two, so that we can move on. The other one is lack of support, Chuma.
Yeah.
When I don't have support, I will not move on,
yeah.
especially if I'm in a very difficult situation.
Right.
And this is very important, especially for the young people. Elderly people, yes, they are hit by this. Sometimes we ignore them, but yes, they are hit by this quite a lot.
Yeah.
But the young people need the support system even more.
Right.
Where there is no one who is supporting them, they feel isolated. They feel alone. They feel unsupported. And therefore, they will not be able to navigate the process moving forward. Okay. Practical example, Chuma.
Yeah.
I deal with people outside and also at work. Okay.
Yeah.
We've got relationship issues between spouses.
Yes.
Some of them to the point where they want to separate. You find that one person in that relationship does not want to move on, does not want to go to let go of this toxic relationship. You know what?
Yeah.
Only because of shame.
Yes. Yes.
You see now, we are stuck in shame. What will the people say?
Bazotini.
Bazotini. Umara bu divorce du elder. Bazotini abantu.
Yeah.
You know, good relationship play pedi de bazotini abantu. So most people fail to move on because of shame.
Yes.
You know, they can't, it prevents them from taking responsibility for their actions.
Yeah.
It prevents them from making amends. It prevents them from you know, from moving on. You know, I do want to go on, but society around me will start talking about me.
Yes.
And by so saying, I'm not advocating for divorce. No, this is the reality that is happening on the ground.
Yeah.
Because those are the kind of thing that we meet when we're doing counseling sessions.
Yeah.
Where some people have obviously divorced, but they are still stuck together because of shame.
Yeah. Now you touch on something that's still ringing in my mind, my lover. You said support, and I want to go back to that one, because in my mind, when you mentioned support, I thought of this thing. When a child or a baby falls, the mom or the dad's, try again. Waza. And the child stands up and starts walking.
Exactly.
And one of the reasons why I think we struggle with failure, my lover, is this. You talk about support. When when we fail, there's this thing where people will say, what were you doing? How could you? How dare you fail? Like, I don't understand mathematics, and you're asking me how dare I fail. I don't even know what a vector is. And I think for me, that becomes very crucial, my lover.
Yes, yes. And you even compare me with a neighbor's child.
Yeah.
You know? It is something that we need to learn and embrace and implement.
Right.
Without a support system,
right,
no one has got a chance in this life. Okay? Without anyone by my side to push me on, I will not do the things that I've got a potential to do.
Yeah.
You give an example of a child, and that's exactly what we do as parents when they are little.
Yeah.
But I don't know what makes us change when the kid gets to school.
You know?
When they get to school, somehow we think that they are mature enough to the point where, instead of them requiring our support, you know, to say, no, march on, my child. No, no, you rise up again. Sorry about your failure, but you can move on. We take a stick and whip them.
Yeah.
You know? And at the end of the day, they feel alone if the parent is not there as a support system, if the friend is not there as a support system. Then where I hit a brick hole, I'll sit down and not continue.
Yeah. Now, Now, let me bring it, and I love how you've responded to this. Let me bring it this way. There are two elements that I want to bring to this conversation. Mm-hmm. Let me start with this one. It would seem that failure, our mindset to failure has been shaped by, number one, by our family, number two, by society, number three, by the workplace, and by school. So these areas shape our mindset toward failure. And it would seem that all these areas of life have not necessarily equipped themselves, because I remember growing up and going to school, and maybe and they would say corrections. You've not done well, do the corrections. So you are at school and they are telling you, go and redo this thing. Because then it gives you a sense of belief that, okay, I can fix it. Then you get to a certain point in the professional space, you make a mistake, then they say you are fired. It kind of shapes our mindset in the sense that, number one, we find ourselves hiding failure. Number two, we find ourselves pushing failure to other people rather than accepting that we have contributed to the failure that has happened. It seems to me that the school of life has not necessarily shaped our mindset of failure the right way.
Precisely. I'm reminded of something that happened to me way back when I was at high school.
Right.
I was doing A level, and one of the subjects that I was doing is history.
Yeah.
My teacher, unfortunately, she passed on years back.
Mm.
I wasn't very good in history,
mm.
so she thought. So I remember it one day. She said to me in the class with everyone present.
Yeah.
When I met you, you are a straight O student.
Okay.
You know.
Mm.
A straight O, meaning that I am on zero,
right?
In terms of what? In terms of the subject.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what I did, Chuma?
Right. What did you do?
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to show you the different perspective of failure in this what we call negative motivations.
Mm-hmm.
That was in August, if I remember, and yes, in August I got an O,
mm-hmm.
but I had 2 months, September and October, when I wrote the history subject, out of 3 A's at Mpopoma High School in that year, one of the A's was mine.
Oh, wow, wow, wow.
Mm. What am I saying there?
Mm.
Sometimes, even if you don't get the support that you want,
mm-hmm.
you must view all negativities as positives.
Okay.
When you fail, take that failure as a chance to leap forward.
All right.
When you get discouraged, use that discouragement as a motivation to march on.
Mm-hmm.
Be motivated by negativity. When you get motivated like that,
mm-hmm.
you get to a point where you understand that even if I fall,
mm-hmm.
I don't belong on the ground.
Right.
I have to march on and go forward.
Mm.
But again, like you're saying, society, the workplaces, the schools, there are quite a number of deficiencies, because yes, we've had people who are fired on the spot, but thanks to the laws that we have in terms of the labor laws, it's not allowed, it's illegal. Yes, we have had kids who fail to be supported by their own teachers at school, which is unfortunate, but when the parents send their kid to school, they are saying, I'm sending my child to the capable hands of a qualified teacher. And by qualification, a teacher is not qualified only to teach, but also to understand the developmental stages of the child.
Yes.
So the deficiencies is on us in terms of the implementation. But the systems are there for us to do the right thing.
Amen. Amen. Now,
society has gone to a point where they ignore umtaka chuma naye wona.
Yep.
Ngoba bayasaba ukuthi khona bengatshela bengamchaya umntwana.
Mhm.
Uchumi yabe yasezopopote nje.
Yep. So let me put it this way, my lover. And he says the society has tended to ignore the failings of my child, and they are very quick to come through to my home to highlight these deficiencies. I said there are two elements that I want to bring. I want to bring the element of God and into the picture. Mm-hmm. Now,
yes.
The Bible tells us that whilst we're still yet sinners, Christ died for us. And you said in our conversation earlier on, when we are born failures, and that emanates from the fact that we are born sinners. When we failed to keep the law of God, God already had a plan to rectify our failure. And for me, that becomes very important to say that in life, it becomes key to acknowledge that failure may happen, but we need to have a plan how to mitigate that failure. When failure happens, we need to have the resources to reverse that failure into success. For me, the story of salvation is God saying, I will not let you fail, but I will make sure that you succeed. And for me, that's a challenge to us as humanity to say, how do we treat each other in our failure? And God becomes a very great example of how we should treat each other in failure. So I don't know what
thank
you.
Thank you for that.
Yes.
Thank you for that. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 5, verse 7-9.
Yeah.
Very interesting that we're told that Christ himself learned obedience from the things he suffered.
Yeah.
Christ himself.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why we're told that we cannot learn courage and bravery without the presence of danger.
Mm-hmm.
Trials teach us reliance on God and deepens our trust in his power as well.
Yes.
If you go to 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 to 10, I'll just summarize it.
Yeah.
You know, it says, Paul himself asked the Lord three times, Chuma, to remove a thorn in the flesh. But what did God do? He did not.
He did not remove it.
What does that tell us?
Mm.
The Lord allowed him to keep it because it made him a better person.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then God also continues and says,
yeah,
I'm going back to where I spoke about the importance of a support system.
Right.
Guess what? In Galatians 6, verse 2, we are exhorted, carry
each other's
burdens.
Mm-hmm.
What is God saying? He knows that we've got failures.
Mm-hmm.
He knows we've got burdens.
Mm-hmm.
He knows we've got things that trouble us in our life.
Right.
And he also knows that for us to be able to navigate or to move forward, I need Chuma to assist me to carry my burdens.
Mm.
If that wasn't the case, he would not have told us to carry each other's burdens.
Mm.
So it's important that we align to the laws of God in everything that we do and understand that we are not, as Christians, immune to failure. Failure is not something that can only be experienced by non-Christians. We fail a lot as Christians as well. And for us, it's even worse because some of these failures come as temptations just to see how resilient you are, how steadfast you are in terms of keeping the laws of God.
Right. My lover, we just want to say thank you. Let's end it here today. Tomorrow we will be looking at dealing with failure in relationships and in career. Ha, that one is, that one. I look forward to that one.
that one is a serious one. I'm also looking forward to that discussion. Yeah, because it's thing that happen to us almost every day, and we get issues coming to us from the young and the old every day.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was Master Life Coach Melusi Malaba talking to us about failure, why we struggle with failure. And he wraps it up quite nicely by reading from the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verses 2, carry each other's burdens. And I think that's one of the reasons why we struggle with failure, because we always feel alone. Melusi, thank you very much for coming through to the Adventist World Radio.
Thank you, Chuma, and thank you to the listeners.
Thank you. Well, I don't know what your thoughts are about that conversation. Please do send us your thoughts around why we struggle with failure. What is it that you need from your friends, from your family when you fail in one aspect of life? What do you need? How do we handle failure? Do you think that you've got the right mindset towards a failure? And so tomorrow we're talking about failure in relationships and in the workplace. How do we manage those things? And we just want to say thank you to Umelusi for sharing his insights into in that conversation.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.